Welcome everyone to our podcast. Our topic today is in some way controversial, namely the relationship, or rather friendship, between Millie Bobby Brown, who plays 11 in Stranger Things, and the rapper Drake. But before we get into it, let me introduce our guests today. Welcome, Lynn and Camilla.
Hi. Hi.
Have you guys been exposed to this topic before?
Well, it's everywhere in the news, and people have been taken aback to hear of such a relationship.
Yeah, as a journalist, this quote-unquote scandal has made quite some headlines in our department. It is to say that I personally was quite shocked, since I really like Stranger Things.
To explain the situation better to the listeners who haven't been exposed to this before, Millie Bobby Brown is a really big fan of Drake, so he invited her to his concert in Sydney, and then afterwards they went out for dinner for 3 nights in a row, and Millie Bobby Brown also talks about how they text each other all the time. And people on the internet find it quite weird, and I have to say that I agree with those people. And even though she's a young professional in her field of work and they share some common experiences as a child actor, she's still only 14 years old. What do you think about it?
I agree. I mean, try to think back to your old self when you were 14, especially considering that the three of us are women. But weren't we thinking of ourselves as more mature than we actually were? Now, combine that with the fact that boys or even men are considered to be taking longer regarding puberty, and most heterosexual relationships involve an older man and a younger woman. In my opinion, there are two standards and norms in nowadays society. A, that men need to be older in relationships with women in order for the couple to be on the same level of maturity. And B, because women in our society are primarily valued for their looks and appeal, whereas men typically age like fine wine, which explains the common age gaps.
Well, even though this topic makes some headlines now, it isn't that unusual for celebrity couples to have a great age gap. Just think of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, Mary-Kate Olsen and Olivier Sarkozy, you name it. So not only scientifically, but socially, it is getting more and more common to have quite an age gap at a certain age. But we have to say that they were significantly older when they got to know each other.
Yeah, and even though most of them were legal, there is quite an age gap up to 25 years. And additionally, it is far more common for celebrities to be in these so-called age gap relationships than for the common herd. Imagine this being some kid from your neighborhood or your child. I think we can all agree when I say that nobody wants to imply some sort of sexuality in their relationship, and I think it really is innocent. But that doesn't make it more appropriate, doesn't it?
I think I agree with Camilla, but the thing that makes me cringe is the fact that people think that Drake might be grooming Millie in some way, especially if you think about his current relationship with 18-year-old model Bella Harris, who supposedly met Drake when she was underage. What do you think? Are they right?
I mean, Millie stated in an interview that they sent each other messages regarding how much they miss each other and that he helps her with advice she calls about boys. If we think, as Camilla said, innocently about it, then this wouldn't be a problem. But if we take your common reaction, which is mostly an uncomfortable one, then there is surely something not right about it. If you look at photos of him and Bella, you automatically think, well, she was underage since rumors spread. And me, being a mother to a 12-year-old girl, just cannot approve of this relationship at all.
Good that you mentioned that. Let me show our audience the interview you were talking about real quick.
What about your relationship with Drake? Tell me about your friendship. How did this all come about?
I love him. I met him in Australia, and he's honestly so fantastic and a great friend and a great role model. You know, we just text each other the other day, and he was like, I miss you so much. I was like, I miss you more. He's coming to Atlanta, so I'm definitely going to go and see him. I'm so excited, yeah.
You and Drake? That's awesome. That's awesome.
What advice does he give you? Like, what does he say?
About boys. He helps me.
What?
Yeah. He's great. He's wonderful. I love
him. What's his advice with boys?
You know, that stays in the text messages.
Well, talking about boys, that's quite an unusual topic to talk about with a 31-year-old man at the age of 14.
I don't understand how this intimate thoughts of a 14-year-old girl could interest a middle-aged man like Drake in such great measures.
It is not only that, but the way they've met is also quite interesting. As Luisa mentioned before, they've met for dinner for 3 nights in a row.
I was wondering, where are her parents in this thing? My parents would have thought I'm kidding them if I told them I'm meeting a 31-year-old man 3 times in a row.
Well, Millie seems to know what she's doing. At this age, you think you know everything anyway. In a recent Instagram post, she also defended their friendship by telling off the haters who forcibly want to have a say in who she chooses as friends.
Let me show you that specific Instagram post she made about the whole thing between her and Drake. And she wrote, "Why you gotta make a lovely friendship your headline? You guys are weird, for real. I'm lucky to have people in the business extend their time to help me further my career and offer their wisdom and guidance. I'm very blessed to have amazing people in my life. You don't get to choose that for me. It's nice to have people understand what I do. Now get back to talking about real problems in this world other than my friendships."
She's exposed a lot about them, apparently. But what about Drake? He hasn't given a single statement yet, and people are outraged. To me, it seems like everything he could possibly say would be wrong anyway. So he says nothing at all.
That has been quite an issue since Millie posted that. But I don't think he will. The media is already getting all in about that matter. It would only be fuel to the fire.
Well, in 4 years, this will be history.
Like everything in Hollywood.
Hang in there, Drake. Only 4 years to go. Okay, guys, even though this is a really interesting discussion and we've only scratched the surface of this whole scandal, we have to wrap it up here. Today, we talked a lot about underage dating in Hollywood. I think it's easy to say that this topic remains under the title "To Be Continued." Whether Millie Bobby Brown and Drake are dating or not, those text messages are a point of concern and are hopefully not coming back too soon in the future. What do you take away from this topic?
I don't think their relationship is appropriate, though everything is based on speculations and those text messages.
I agree with Camilla, and this is quite controversial. I mean, what does a 31-year-old man get out of a relationship with a 14-year-old? It's just inappropriate and meant to be kept private.
Thank you, Camilla and Lynn, for joining me in this interesting discussion.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks a lot.
And now a shout out to our audience. What do you think about this relationship thing between Millie and Drake? Send us your comments and tune in next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.